This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating follow-up evaluation on patient Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S, first name Raynard, R-A-Y-N-A-R-D. The date of evaluation, correction, date of birth, August 18, 1965. Date of follow-up evaluation, November 14, 2022. The chief complaint, routine follow-up, the HPI. The patient is a 56-year-old African-American male who complained of left-sided chest pain, period. He noted chest pain for approximately 2 to 3 weeks, period. Symptoms were provoked without exercise and not influenced by walking or lying down. However, he had reported burning leg pain on going upstairs, period. He further reported symptoms of fatigue and shortness of breath on going upstairs, period. He was felt to have symptoms of claudication, chest discomfort, and uncontrolled hypertension, period. He was then referred for Doppler of the lower extremity, period. There was no focal stenosis of either the left or right lower extremity, period. The patient had further been referred for echocardiogram. Echocardiogram revealed normal left ventricular systolic function with left ventricular ejection fraction of 63%, period. There was normal global LV contractility, period. Trace aortic regurgitation, period. There was mild mitral regurgitation, period. There was mild tricuspid regurgitation, and the estimated PA pressure systolic was 35 millimeters of mercury. The patient currently denies any new symptoms, period. Past medical history, benign prostatic hypertrophy, next number hypertension, past surgical history, umbilical herniorrhaphy, medications, amlodipine unknown dose, tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily, enteric-coated aspirin 81 milligrams daily, clonidine unknown dose daily, allergies, no known drug, allergies, family history, mother died congestive heart failure, age 64, with diabetes, father died myocardial infarction, age 81, social history, there is no smoke history of smoking, but he notes alcohol use, he denies drug use. Review of systems, constitutional, he has had weight loss, and reports generalized weakness. Neurologic, he has lightheadedness, review of systems otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination otherwise unremarkable. On exercise, correction, EKG, reveals sinus rhythm 60 beats per minute and otherwise unremarkable. On exercise treadmill testing, patient exercised 12 minutes 11 seconds and achieved a peak heart rate of 176 beats per minute, which is 107% of the maximum predicted heart rate. The treadmill test was stopped because of dyspnea and fatigue. bacteria. There were no significant SD/T-wave changes noted. The impression, one, hypertension. Next number, symptoms of claudication. Next number, chest vein non-cardiac. Next number, benign prosthetic hypertrophy. Next number, insignificant valvular lesions as noted. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.